Alleluia. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day. Your mercy is new this day and every day. And we just thank you, Lord, as we look into the mirror of your word, as your beautiful working with Paul, one of the first fruits. And we can also just be encouraged in our walk and letting our light shine today and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 10, verse 12 to 14. We not understand putting ourselves in a league with those who boast that they are our superiors. We wouldn't dare to do that. But in all this comparing and grading and competing, they quite miss the point. We aren't making outrageous claims here. We're sticking to the limits of what God has set for us. But there can be no question that those limits reach to and include you. You're not moving into someone else's territory. We were already there with you, weren't we? We were the first ones to get there with the message of Christ, right? So how can there be any question of overstepping our bounds by writing or visiting you?
You know, we see there this church has had the benefits of one of the first fruits of the resurrection of Christ, that was chosen specifically to go take this gospel out to the Gentiles and to the Jews and to the kings. And so it's a privilege, it's a blessing. You know, I've heard so many testimonies of, yeah, right next door, like our neighbors here, Mozambique, where a missionary comes in and he shares the gospel. And then first of all, they say, now, why did it take you so long to come and tell us this good news? So this good news, this is beautiful. This is light that comes into the dark hearts and brings answers that benefit. So it's of a benefit, people here. And so it's like he says here, it's outrageous that they, you know, they're trying to hold on to boundary lines that's of no benefit to them by not being open to these beautiful boundary lines of the beauty that's come to us in Jesus Christ. And it's really silly when you read the word here and you understand and you see they had the benefit. They were like the first fruits of Paul's ministry was to let them know. So no one else planted those seeds. Paul and his team planted those seeds in their lives. And it's just like a child being born into a household and then telling their parents they've got no access into their life, and that they're where that child was actually born through those parents and should honor the parents' understanding that the parents have. And so these guys as well. But this is not everyone again. This is just some people going off track where the devil has come to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. But yes, so Paul planted the seed, and so he's got a right to sow the seed. Now, to us again, you know, he says when we've received this great salvation, we're there to give it to others as well. But once you love yourself in the light of this wonderful gospel, you cannot but share it with others as well. It says so nicely in Ephesians chapter 1, when your eyes of your understanding is enlightened and you know the hope that is for you and the wonderful expectations, the boundary lines, the beauty of this new covenant, you can only but want to share it with others. So in the eyes of your understanding enlightened to know the hope of your calling, you also know the hope of everyone out there, because one died for all. So this is available for all. And when your heart is moved, like we're doing this morning, every day being stirred up, you can only but out of the abundance of the heart, let the mouth speak, and you sharing this wonderful, great gospel that we weren't made to be little devils. We were made to be like Jesus. So guys, just stay being blessed, being encouraged, being enlightened, and just let that blessing flow out to believer and unbeliever out there, because that's when we're letting our light shine and we can help other people come in. And a glorious picture of the gospel can be seen in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 14. The love of God that we wake up to every morning, the love of God constrains us, and we realize that what we've got is a free gift, and it's not just for us, it's for everyone. One died for all, that they no longer live for themselves, but they live for Him. And what's this wonderful gospel? That we are now new creations. Old things have passed away. The fall has been dealt with. The glory is available. And it's all of God. God has this in mind for each and every person out there. So we stay in those blessings of being ambassadors. Sin has been dealt with, taken away, and we're now in the light as He's in the light. And therefore, we can be ambassadors, imploring others, come be reconciled to God, because God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself. So wake up to this beauty. You know, leave the mumbling and the grumbling and the comparing yourselves to others, or thinking you've got the answer just in yourself outside of a relationship with Christ. That's all futile. It's futile. You know, rather see this beauty. Look into the mirror, look into Christ, and there you find life and life in abundance, because that was God's predestined plan for you. So there's beauty. Why do you want horror instead of beauty? Why do you want darkness instead of light? Arise and shine. Come in and take hold on a daily basis as beauty, so that you can be the fragrance of Christ, growing from glory to glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.